Hi there, welcome back to lesson five for Your Mark with Magic. This is our final lesson, but I think it's definitely going to be my favorite lesson for you. We're going to be talking about covens, friends, spirits, and more. Here's the thing. I have a coven. It's true. The cat's out of the bag. I have released the secret to you all. I have a coven. Do they call themselves a coven? Would they acknowledge that they are my coven? Do some of them even know that they're in a coven or what a coven is? No, absolutely not. But I want to go back and I want to talk about friends before I talk about a coven. In the beginning, in my teen years, I would say that I was someone who was a little bit more introverted. I definitely loved music and poetry and writing. I would write songs and poems. I would dive into books, and I have always been so interested in history and, ancestry and all those things. But I definitely wouldn't say I wasn't a sports person. I was just kind of this hippie child in the 80s, not necessarily knowing exactly where I was going to fit in. And I had friends, and I didn't really know anything about witches or covens or rituals or magic. I just knew about friendship. And I knew that I had anxiety, but I didn't know that it was called anxiety. I just thought there was something wrong with me. Fast forward to then in my probably later 20s. In my early 20s, I was constantly hiding being in this abusive relationship and not having it all together. But as I make my way through kind of coming out of this panic and anxiety, my second marriage, I love to entertain. I don't know what flipped or switched. Maybe it was because I was someone was with someone who was healthy. I was no longer worried or concerned about, being with someone who has drugs and alcohol. And I was living on a military base in Okinawa, Japan, and I met wonderful people. I will never forget this beautiful blonde woman. Her name was Bonnie, and she sold Cookie Lee jewelry, and her husband was a Marine who was stationed in Okinawa. There was just something so warm and southern and inviting about her. She could reel you in with her kindness and with her love. She really wanted everyone to succeed, and she just had this warmth about her. And then there were other friends that we had on the military base. There was Sarah and her husband Calvin and their kids, and I started to create this sort of circle, or if you will, or this group of friends that really had my back, because being in Okinawa, Japan was hard. I had a lot of anxiety still because I was away from my family. I had broken away from my biological kid's father, and I was trying to navigate myself in a much more confident way, but also still hiding the fact that I was a medium. Even though I didn't know I was a medium, I just knew I had panic and anxiety. The point is that those friends lifted me up. Those friends made me feel normal or special. I didn't have a lot of friends in school. I was bullied. I was picked on. I was a little bit different. And these women made me feel like I fit in. And that was really probably my first experience with having friends outside of my sisters and my family. And then coming back to New York, everything was very centered around my husband's family. And then coming back to Edmonton, again, I was connected with people who were my friends at that time. Now, whether those people were good friends or not, the thing is they were there, because I know a lot of you listening to this will say, well, I've had friends, but they're no longer my friends. I still think those friends are really important. I think that every friend that we have in our life is a sisterhood and a bond that we've created, whether that person is there to teach us life lessons, or whether that person is there to stay with us for our entire lives, or whether that person is there for just like a short time or for a short period of our lives. I don't think it matters. What I think matters is that as you move through these relationships, as you move through as a woman connecting with other women, there's something about that that completes us. So here I am now, 52, I think I'm 52. Maybe I'm 51. Oh, I think I'm 52. Anyway, the point is that I have a very few select group of women around me. And I could pick up my phone and call any of them right now, and they would be here. They would answer the phone. They would say, what do you need? How can I help? I did that, in fact, when Melissa found out that she had cancer. And when we realized how much cancer and all the circumstances, how difficult this cancer was going to be to beat, I immediately called my coven. The women that are my ride or die, the women that I can call and maybe not speak to them for 6 months, but I can call them and say, I need your healing. I need you to come to the circle. I need you to bring healing and an open mind and an open heart. Not only did they come to the circle, they came with offerings for Melissa. They came with food to put out. And each one of them is so different. I have to tell you, my one amazing friend, I'm going to call her D because I don't know, maybe she wouldn't care if I mentioned her name, but she's just this source of love and light. And we can pick up and get on the phone, and it can be like a year since we've talked, and it doesn't matter. It's just like, bah, 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 bah. We have so many things to share and to tell each other, and we're just always there. And I think that there's this connection. You know, we met through me giving her a reading when her dad passed away, shortly after her mom passed, my mom passed. It was just this forever bond that we'll have. Then I have another friend, I call her T. And she is the light that always seems to shine in a dark place when I'm there, if I'm there, ever. She's the voice of reason. You know, if anyone was going to have someone that was going to be really grounded and real with them, because I think everyone deserves to have that kind of person in their life, that's T. And then I have L. I mean, I could go on and on. I have these people in my life that really come and connect on a way that it's a coven. Because a coven is all it is a group of women and friends and people that come together to share, to grow, to learn, to. It's not like we're sitting down purposefully and saying, we're going to perform a ritual. Everybody wear your cloak and bring your wand. It's not like that. It's about sharing stories. And it's about just being in the energy of them. And you know, I was an entertainer. I would love to cook for people and host parties. And something changed. Something changed shortly after my mom passed. I started pulling back from people. I did it in my business. I did it with my friends. I just really nestled into my kids, who are also a part of my coven. And I got connected so strongly with them that I no longer hosted parties. Well, of course, 2020 made that even more separation. And I think it's important for us to be with people, for us to be connected to our community, to our friends, to our families, to our coven. I think it's important that we have someone in our lives that we can share our beliefs and our magic and our rituals with. And whether that's because you're having them over for tea and sandwiches and you're just sharing, listening to music, talking, allowing energy to flow and good vibrations to come naturally and connectively, I think that's amazing. And whether that's, you know, if you do want to host something more formal, like a full moon or a new moon ritual, I think that's amazing. I think whatever you choose to do, having friends in our lives is so much, such a ritual practice. It's picking up the phone and being able to share with someone what your dreams or your fears or your problems are. It's being able to seek counsel outside yourself. That is priceless. And that's what life is all about. It's about these interweaving relationships that we have and the ebb and flow of life as we move through them. Some of my friends in Coven's that I'm no longer friends with, they taught me a lot, really did. They made me love myself more, forgive myself, and just really allowed me to open up to the woman that I am today. And I'm proud of that woman that I am today. I'm ever evolving, always changing, curious, and far from perfect. But to be surrounded by people that I can trust and that I love, and that at the core of my being I know always have my back, no matter what, there's something so special about that. And I think for you, in your magic, to make your mark, to be surrounded by those people, that's your Kevin. And you could probably just now, in your brain, make a list of them. So here's what I think. I think you should set a date. You should host a party. In fact, even recording this, I was like, I think I'm going to have like a Christmas new moon or a full moon. I'm going to get my coven together. That's what I thought. Because it's important. It's important that we stay convening. It's important that we stay connected. It's important that we stay in each other's lives, so that we can share our magic, so that we can share our worries or our fears. It's important. And one more thing I want to share with you. How do you bottle a feeling? You know, you've listened this entire program, this course. How do you bottle the feelings of abundance, or bottle the feeling of joy, or bottle the feeling of happiness or excitement? You make a potion. You put together all the elements, whether they be flowers or herbs or objects and things, you make a potion. You bottle the feeling and then you use it, whether you put it into your cooking, if it's edible, whether you rub it on your body, whether you spray it into the air around you, you make a potion. And you know what? Your coven, your friends, they'd probably come right over when you called and make it with you. So, make a list, look at all the friends that you have in your life, and realize who your coven is and why each one of those people are so special, uniquely unto their own. Call them over. It's time to make a potion. I hope you enjoyed this program, because I definitely enjoyed spending time with you, sharing these lessons, and teaching you all about how to make your mark with magic.